Goalies, Coach Valley here. Today what we're going to do is we're going to talk about excuses. I always like to kind of reflect back as, you know, how I was as a goaltender, and obviously the things that I learned during my coaching career and continue to learn. One of the things that that I look at is, you know, excuses and, you know, basically how goalies will use them to make them feel better. Or maybe it's to make the parents feel better. Or maybe it's something you share with your friends to, you know, make sure that they understand it wasn't your fault. So the reality is you chose the position. There's going to be days where your defenseman didn't cover the right guy, where the forward didn't get the puck in deep. We've all had it. We will continue to have it. So at the end of the day, we can make all the excuses that we want, why we weren't good that game, or why we didn't make that save. But the more we deflect and point it towards other external things that we can't control, the worse you're going to be as a goalie. Now, when I look at excuses as well, I look at goalies that are trying to get to the next level, right? So whether that's playing AAA hockey, or whether that's junior A hockey, or getting a chance in the Swedish Elite League, or getting a chance in the American League or NHL, whatever it is, we got goalies listening all over the place. Sometimes guys will be quick to say, well, I didn't get a chance. What do you mean you didn't get a chance? You were in for 20 minutes. Well, yeah, but I just got 20 minutes and my team wasn't very good. So it was your chance. Nobody promised you that you were going to get a fair chance. Nobody promised you that you were going to get multiple chances. You might just get a small, tiny sliver of a chance. And you need to take that. Think about it like this. An Olympic sprinter trains for 4 years because he's going to run the 100-meter sprint. That race takes about, 10 seconds? That's his chance to be a champion. All right? So 4 years of training for 10 seconds of work, that's his chance. You have to look at it a similar way. You may train forever and get 20 minutes of play. Your job is to do everything humanly possible to take that chance. And if things didn't go in your favor, you pray to God you get another chance. But when that chance comes, you're ready. And you're not going to all of a sudden deflect excuses to other things that you don't control. It's so incredibly important, guys, that we have the right mindset. Because it's really easy to push things, or like I said, deflect things in other ways. I often hear this one too. Well, I'm the best guy in goalie practices. I've been the best guy in practices. Guess what? Nobody cares. Why? Because you're a goaltender. You are paid later on in life, if you get to the pro level, to perform at a high level. You're paid to perform when it counts. And when it counts is when the puck drops and it's game time. So all that other stuff, yes, incredibly important that you're the best guy, you have the best technique, you're in the best group at a goalie camp. That's all awesome. Really great stuff. But nobody at the end of the day cares, because when it comes down to your chance to perform, you need to be good. And even though that this might sound a little harsh, it is important, again, that we have the right mindset. Do not allow yourself to give excuses. They're always going to exist, because they exist for everybody. There's always external things that are going to happen that you don't control. But what you can control is to get rid of that ability to push excuses, right? If you just control what you can, if you just have the right mindset, maybe that will give you a little bit of a better chance to succeed. So think about your mindset. Think about what I shared with you today. Dump the excuse. Go out and play your game.